Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1. LATalkRadio.com, you will see all the shows, but at 6, we are live. Outside of that, Facebook Live will show us everywhere. Then that's really cool. We like that. We like to be in here and listen to, and we see, and world see us. We don't see people, but they see us. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy Monday.
Three blondies. How cool. And three really good friends of mine. That's what is always the best. When I can have people that I know and really can call them friends, it's a special, special occasion. And today I will say, when it comes to Michelle, she is really like my sister. I know her for almost probably 18, 15 years right now, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
And outside of that, she's just a very, very special human being, close to my heart, really amazing artist, mother, friend. And I think when people look at her face, they will say, I see resemblance to Stevie Nicks. Mm. And what does this mean, Michelle? What is your real name, Michelle?
It's Michelle Weitz.
And but really people know you
as Michelle
by,
Tyler, yes.
Yes. Or Belladonna.
Oh well, yeah.
Oh, you got a lot of bands, a lot of faces and a lot of music in you. Yeah. But we'll talk a little bit more about different configurations of the bands that you are in and you are leading as a lead singer. But boy, what beautiful life you have. And sometimes I know you are like overwhelmed because you have so much to do and life sometimes gets on in a way. Oh, we have feedback from the show.
I hear it.
That's okay.
I was just going to share it with everybody, but I don't even know how to do it. So
if you go to LA Talk Radio, we are the live, and then we have error show, share.
I see it here, but I don't see share.
Then go lower. Lower because probably you went to the top of the show.
I don't know.
Don't worry.
I'm technologically challenged.
No, you are not.
I can play music. I can play the bass, but I can't operate Facebook Live.
That's okay. In 1 hour, we'll be out of the studio and then we'll be sharing everywhere.
All right.
People can see us on LA Talk Radio, on the Facebook. Obviously, we are there already.
Right.
And then we'll be talking about the many configurations and bands that you are in. And we'll be listening to your voice and different songs your husband sent to us. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
We love Bob.
I know.
And of course, if you have great music, you must have good food around you. And that's the reason also why I'm so loving my friend, a new friend of like 6-7 months. Your name is?
Anya.
Anya, closer to microphone?
Sure, yes.
Okay. Do you want people know you only by name Anya, or do you want them to recognize your business and your, you know, Instagram page? And because you have amazing business that you are developing, and I think a lot of people need to know and go there and check the recipes, see what you are up to and why you are making us healthy, because you are really a dietitian.
Yes, of course, I want to be known as me, Anya, and also I'm business-oriented, and I'm very passionate about my side business, which is counseling business, and also I'm developing right now a cooking class, which I will start with Polish cooking classes.
I love it.
I'm really passionate with having hands-on experiences, and that's why I like to travel. I like to, you know, see things and learn from the best professionals. And then,
but, you know, people who saw our show before, because we had, I think, four already. This is our fifth, I think, show together. Then did they understand that you are bringing a very unusual way of looking into the food? Because you really like what our grandparents had on a table. A lot of stuff that I, as a Polish person, remember and enjoyed. You like not the weird food that Hollywood people like to tell us. That's don't eat this, don't eat that. You say mostly like eat almost everything what is fresh, what is, you know, ready to be picked up, or just, I love when you say also in other countries, they have so much to offer and your travels are so interesting that when you talk to a different way of cooking, we really can get inspired and just healthy the same way. Then I know you just came back from
Mexico.
And how long you were there?
I was there for like 5 days.
And before you went for a few like long days, many days.
Oh, to Thailand.
To Thailand also. Mm-hmm. And do you have something that you are
coming
doing?
Coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually I'm going for my next trip to Guatemala and Belize. That's my next destination.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And in between, are you going to Poland too?
You know, I'm not sure if this year, if I will have enough time with my business going on and, you know, my main job, which I do work for Kaiser. So
well, she's working for Kaiser, but she's really making of all patients in Kaiser healthier. That's your job. It's not
of
like
course.
I'm working for Kaiser. You are, could you tell us officially your position?
Well, I'm a registered dietitian, which means that, I completed the internship, which allows me to take the credential examination. So I can work for hospitals and I can apply medical nutrition therapy for all chronic conditions. So that gives me credibility and extensive practice.
Oh, yeah. Now, of course, everybody, I'm sure, will have a lot of questions. And I am the first, your patient, that you're supposed to cure me of certain things.
Salt, right? We talk about sodium in the past.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you know, and getting older is not so much fun. Looking prettier is lots of fun, but, you know, still.
And it's all about nutrition, yeah.
It's all about nutrition, and about practically nutrition. It looks like, that I don't cook well, cook too well. One of two. But anyway, then I think we need to start our show with music. And we have few songs. Some of them I will be fading out because I really want people to hear Michelle's voice in some of them. Then maybe if you can tell me, I hope Facebook allows us to listen to the song Rihanna, because...
Well, we pay royalties to Stevie.
That's what I'm saying. And you're paying royalties and you release this album. It's on the iTunes. The people can purchase your version of the songs from Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac.
We've done very well with our iTunes albums, actually.
No, then people close their eyes or open their eyes. Yes. Look at this beautiful Michelle, who really, really, really is just second to the best. And sometimes she's the best, because we don't have Stevie Nicks, for sure we have Michelle.
Thank you.
And she's just amazing. Okay, Rihanna.
She is like a cat in the dark, and then, baby, she is your darkness. She rules her life like a fine skylark, and when the sky was starless, once in a million years, a lady like her rises. Oh, no, Rihanna, you cry, but then she's gone in your life. It knows no answer.
doing job for me. You really are giving me very little, like minute and something. But that's okay, right. We'll have little snippets of very cool vocals that you are having, and then we'll play some songs, maybe one or two full versions. But anyway, Michelle, if we can rewind your life.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
it's a lot of time.
A lot of time, I think you probably change your way, how you think you'll be singing, who you'll be singing with, what your life will be on a stage like. And then one day, for whatever reason, you decided to put a tribute band together. And I think that's opened the biggest doors for you, because you really sound like Stevie Nicks.
Well, thank you.
Then tell us about, you know, your life to this point when you decided that's what you want to do. Because her shows, I'm telling you people, this is like band. How many pieces?
Well, we've got two bands right now. We've got Mirage, which is the classic Fleetwood Mac lineup. So there's five of us and we're all playing, you know, those different characters.
Amazing changes of clothes. Your clothing.
I love that's the best part. That's the most fun. That's why I do it.
Oh, no, you live and breathe this music. We all love Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. It's just amazing band. The songs are just amazing. And you live and breathe this music on the stage. You become
great music. It's great.
Stevie on a stage.
I feel, like when I'm doing the shows, it's like I really step outside of how I feel or who I am. I really do. I feel like I've watched so many videos and I've gotten into the music over so many years now, like 17 years I've been doing this.
Wow.
Doing this particular artist. And so I actually get into this headspace and I feel like whatever it would feel like if you could be Stevie Nicks, that's how I feel. I mean, I kind of just, it takes over.
And you are selling out big events and big casinos. So, you know, 5, 8, 10,000 people are coming and you are selling out even you're going on a tour. Yeah. Then if somebody listens and watches us and you still think like, oh, I would like to see and maybe book a Mirage, I think you know how to get to Michelle, because she will tell us right away how to find you.
Well, you can find us at miragetribute.com, and we have another version of this. It's actually a tribute to Stevie Nicks. It's a dedicated version to Stevie Nicks called Belladonna. And that one's been around since 2002. And we kind of put Belladonna on the side burner because Mirage kind of took over. We did Access TV twice, World's Greatest Tribute Bands. Yeah. And Mirage has been the one that we've been concentrating on for like the last 3 years. But we've got a bunch of Belladonna shows coming up next year, so it's going to be fun. Because I love doing that too, because they're a little different. Both bands are a little different.
Yeah, and I know that you also have visuals, beautiful visuals. Yeah. You really, your show is very, very produced. You know. Then I will stop here because we would love to hear maybe Dreams also.
Okay.
We have a little tiny
snippet. Thank you.
Because we do a tribute right now to Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks, but really to you.
Thank you.
Michelle.
I appreciate
it.
Again, you can close your eyes and say, whoa, who am I listening to? It's just beautiful, wonderful. Can tell us a little bit about, because today we'll be talking about travels and taste of music and taste of food is something that really people love.
It all goes well together.
But you recently came back from Maui. Yes, you were
I was in Maui. Yeah. And this last year I was in Italy.
You were in Italy.
So did a lot of good eating.
That's for sure. And also when you tour, if you can, in America, could you tell us places that people can see you? Because sometimes you're coming back to the same places. They want you over and over and over.
Yes. Well, we're going to be this coming Saturday, November 3rd, we're doing a repeat show at the Grand Annex in San Pedro.
Oh.
And it's a very nice like community theater. It's very small, intimate. It's not that small. It's maybe 300. I mean, it's not tiny, tiny. But this week we're doing something really interesting because we're doing the Mirage Band, but we're doing it completely unplugged and acoustic.
Oh.
And it's going to be like a storyteller's version. So we're going to talk about the music. We're going to talk about what inspired the music according to the Fleetwood Mac history.
Wow.
That I know really well because
of course you live and breathe.
Because I do it, and it's going to be interesting because our keyboard player, who does Christine, she also plays accordion. We're going to do all kinds of interesting combinations of instruments, You know, mandolin and accordion and banjo and stand up bass, and it's going to be really cool.
We can give some call outs because you have wonderful people in your band. Some of them, Special Bob is with you.
Yeah.
He's your husband for 30 years and everything what you do musically, he's always there for you. He's
always.
Not only a guitar player, he is more than it. He's practically
He's a producer.
Recording. Okay, then if you can name your friends in the band.
Okay, well, we've got Carla Bufa. She does our Christine McVie. And we've got Gary Hagen. We've got Bruce Lawrence, Bob Weitz, Richard Graham. And then, of course, our Belladonna family continues on and on to Sherry Roan and Rick Thibodeau and Steve Giba. And, you know,
sometimes you need to exchange musicians because you're on the road. The people are working and they still working as a musician. It's a double job.
Well, I'm so lucky because I work with great people. We don't have any drama. We all get along. It's like everybody just checks their ego at the door. And you know, if you've been doing this so many years, you know, it's really important.
Belladonna, 2003, you said, yes?
2002,
that's so many years, you know?
And we didn't know when we put it together. The tribute bands were just kind of coming on the scene. There were just a few, and we wanted to try this, and we didn't even know if it was going to be viable or if we would, you know, work for very long. And it went on to this day, so, yeah.
Wow. Okay, I think time for the music then. Silver Springs.
Okay, I love this one.
Oh no. Well, can you tell me, was it worth it? Really, I don't know. Time passes fast.
This is a beautiful song.
That's a great song. And we're going to be talking about the whole, where that song came from and what inspired it. And there's a whole story behind it. And we're going to be talking about that at the Grand Annex on Saturday.
Wow. And this is you who puts the show together when it comes to what you want to talk about, what this will be played. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It is a pretty serious stuff what you do. This is not...
It's fun though. You know, and when it I always say when it stops being fun, that's when I stop. Because...
Yes, I know what you mean. But, you know, I sometimes, when you post stuff on the Facebook, obviously, I know almost every day what you are doing. You really very close to me. But I really enjoy to watching your journey, you know. And I'm so proud of you. And then I see people's responses, you know. Then really anything that you put in the air or on the Facebook.
I'm very lucky.
Have hundreds of people responding and just following you and saying how much they enjoy the shows and how much they are sorry. Sometimes they're in different parts of the country. They cannot mm-hmm. see you, where you are going there, when mm-hmm. you'll be there. It's like a really big fan base. You really carry a big fan base with
you. Yeah, and I don't just consider them fans. I consider them, most of them are friends. I mean, you know, when people come to our shows and I just love meeting all these people, and I tell them, I go, you know, just go to our website, send me a hello, and I mean, I'll write to you back. I'll talk to you. I mean,
and I don't know if this is the right moment, because never is a right moment to mm-hmm. talk sad stuff too. Mm-hmm. But I think in life, when bad things happen to us, mm-hmm. and God please, bad things happen to all of us, yes. and some of them are like impossible to even imagine. I mean, you had a moment like that in life not long ago. Mm-hmm. You lost your child. You lost your beautiful one only daughter that you had. Mm-hmm. I had two opiates overdose.
Right.
And I know I want to make special show with you because you are very eloquent, and you not only, I think you have a mission right now outside of singing, in the way how you speak about this problem and what really taught you through the years, the mm-hmm. fight to save your child's life. Yeah. You eventually lost her anyway.
Yeah.
And now trying to really put behind the bars person who really gave her this drug, which we know is almost impossible to do with everything what's going on. Then I'm going back to the fans, to people mm-hmm. who we think they are strangers, but really they practically act like they were your family.
Oh, I know. The outpouring, the extreme kindness that I have received over the last 2.5 years, losing my daughter, has just been such a blessing. And if it wasn't for music, I swear, I don't know how I would get up out of bed every day.
Yes.
And I have days still that I don't want to get out of bed quite often. And you know, it just, that's what keeps pushing me along. And also people like you, Alona. I mean, just the wonderful people that I've met along the way. And so I'm just grateful. I'm truly grateful.
I know that people, because I was there all the way with you, holding your hands, and
she was already gone
in hospital, but she was really on a ventilator because mm-hmm. you donated her organs to people who needed. She saved 4 people's life.
Three men.
Three people's life, your child. And, you know, some people say, you know, people just dying. But I think you stayed, and I was there with you for 2 weeks, seeing your child practically breathing, mm-hmm. being warm, being like she's sleeping. She was like the sleeping beauty.
I know.
And
that was so hard.
Because people don't understand how hard it is when somebody really gives so much of you, because it's you that give birth to your child, and you know this horrible sickness that you know took her away.
It's all over the country. You know,
every day on the TV, on the radio. I'm so thankful because it's really loud right now. Is it no mm-hmm. problem of people who are using that? Is a problem of the system that they allow them to be hooked?
Well,
on this.
And if anybody ever wants to just come on my personal Facebook page, which is Michelle Tyler, and send me a private message, I'd be more than happy to share with anybody out there that's going through this. I have a lot of opinions and a lot of knowledge about this. I was struggling with our daughter, my husband and I, for at least 4 or 5 years. And it ended up...
She was only 26.
She barely was 26.
26, yes. Yeah. Then, and obvious, beautiful, talented child, amazing artist, and everything, you know, and it was brought up in a music world, and just mm-hmm. your biggest fan too.
Yeah.
Then we life is precious, we know, and everything can happen in a moment. And sometimes fight to save somebody from a drug use, it can be never-ending story, and practically maybe we'll never...
They finish well. They say that opiate addiction is 97% fatal.
Yeah.
So that when you think 3% people can walk away, I mean, that's not very good odds.
And promise, Michelle, that you will come and we'll dedicate the show, I okay. think. You know, maybe we'll open the lines, the telephone lines, and we'll hopefully somebody will be calling. We can answer some questions. For right now, obviously, we are, maybe we'll go back to, for a little bit, to our friend Anya, yes. because I know you are dealing with a lot of people who are not well, as a, you know, dietitian in Kaiser, and your role is to make them healthier and think through what they will be eating from the moment when they wake up and just, but really the love for the food and educational really side of you, you really have very high degree. Could you tell us this title is very unusual title, like technological or something. What school did you finish in Europe?
Well, in Europe, I was a food engineer, so I finished the Environmental University of Wrocław in Poland. So I've learned like dry facts on how to process foods, how to... Like
food and engineering is so weird, but...
How to make tequila, how to make...
Oh, hello, that's an even cooler part of discussion. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
From this school to going to America to reestablishing yourself as a dietitian in one of the strongest hospitals here, now you have your own business. Could you send us right away to your website? Because I think people need to just visit you on Instagram. Could you give us the address or address? How can we find you on Instagram?
So on Instagram, you can find me under Nutritune, just simply Nutritune. And then as a website, it's www.nutritune4life.com.
And of course, everything, what the links are on Accent on the Facebook, and at evening, maybe in 2-3 hours, the show will be ready for downloads and people can listen over and over again if they forgot, you know, links or just what we are talking about. And your travels, and on your Instagram also, you have hundreds of pictures of just delicious food that everybody wants to eat right away.
Thank you.
Tell us from your last travels what we can learn.
So I went to Guadalajara, which is the capital of tequila, capital of delicious foods.
And so you drink more than you eat when you go there?
Well, you go with the flow. You know, I'm always a big believer.
You like tequila? That's very unusual tasting alcohol.
Well, I do
heavy.
Prefer like
margaritas.
Red wine.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking about getting to know countries that I travel, I like to try something that is famous there, something that is made there. And the tequila is only made in Jalisco State, which is, that's where I went.
Wow. And
know that. Yeah, and actually the tequila, the name is comes from the city of Tequila, which that's where, you know, around that city, and there is like, you know, radius maybe like 50 miles, that's where they grow blue agave, and that's the plant that the real tequila is made out. So I was, you know, sampling like all kinds of drinks and foods. The food that I really love, which I incorporated into my eating style, it's Mexican corn salad.
Okay.
Which may, which
corn.
May seem,
I would think the corn is not so healthy, but is this healthy food?
Well, the thing is that the bad fame about corn is because corn is the second crop of food that are genetically modified.
Yeah. Mm.
So with the corn, I always tell my patients, like, choose organic, non-genetically modified, because that's going to be the best quality. Mm. And it's all about the quality of food. It's all about getting, you know, most of your bang for your buck. Mm-hmm. So you choose, like, you know, good quality corn, and corn is a good carbohydrate. It's the slow carbohydrate.
Are you talking corn, not from the can? Or we can pour from
the can. I mean, you can do like, well, the best is always fresh. Then you can go for frozen. And then the canned. But choose the canned that is low sodium or no sodium, no salt added, an organic one. That's going to be the best case. And also, if you can, choose the can that doesn't have any BPA lining in it.
Oh boy.
Because BPA may leach in, and then that increases estrogen level, and that's, you know, maybe cancerogenic. So there's a lot of things.
Shouldn't even be in food.
Yes, shouldn't be. But again, you know, if you're eating corn once per week and it's canned corn and it has sodium in it, don't worry about it. But if you eat corn often, then I would pay attention to quality of the corn
salad.
You're using.
Yes. Cook salad for us and we imagine.
Yeah, so the salad.
The smell and the greatness of it.
Yeah, so the salad is the recipe is on my website, but it's like a corn salad, sold often on the streets, and I love street food. Sounds because good. That's how you can get to know like the ingredients.
I'm afraid that they will be killed by this type of food. Like my daughter will never touch anything that isn't like a little food.
Little package.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, be brave to be brave. You know, if you see people.
I like that. Of course, I'm the same way.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, like you eat that with other ingredients. So that corn salad combines corn, spicy peppers like serrano peppers or jalapeno. So the spice, if there's any, you
sweetness
know, danger in that food, the spiciness will kill any bacteria or viruses.
I like that.
I don't think so. It's going to be the problem, right? But the spicy food, it's like antiseptic.
Oh, capsaicin. When you have stomach pain or something, when we think we ate something bad, is this good to like put herb in your mouth and
of
eat
course. Like a ginger, you know, or mint or something with that strong flavor, yes.
Okay.
You know, spiciness.
Then we have corn, we have something spicy, and what else?
And then we have the cojita. I don't know if I'm pronouncing well. Cojita cheese.
Yes.
What's
yes.
that?
It's Mexican cheese.
Do you know?
Yes, I know it is.
It's you do the crumbles. So it has this nice, mild flavor. And then, of course, you add cilantro.
I love cilantro.
I love cilantro. I'm adding for chicken soup a lot, cilantro. I like more than the another green thing.
Parsley.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, it's got a beautiful smell to it, too.
It's more aromatic, but some people say that they eat soap when they eat cilantro.
Oh, really?
So depends what are your taste buds.
Yeah.
That's true.
Then you will experience that differently. But cilantro is not only flavorful, but has good amount of iron, fiber, and other minerals.
But when you cook in soup, it goes away. But when you eat fresh, that's what you
preferably
want.
Preferably fresh, but then you don't lose everything if you cook it. I mean, you still have, you know, some valuable ingredients.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so you mix it together and then you're adding the chili powder and...
more spice?
A red pepper. As desired, you know.
Sounds good.
I'm all about spices.
And no, even like mayonnaise or something? No,
there are two options.
Yeah,
like,
girl.
I love mayonnaise.
I love mayonnaise. Why people say don't eat mayonnaise? That's disgusting.
Well, I think because, right now, people love fat. But, you know, like 5 years ago, fat was like big enemy. So people were doing low fat, fat-free foods. But go for fat. Fat is good for you.
Do we love her? And look at how you look. She is just tiny. She's just tiny. And, even today I was reading on Mail Online and they say what you are saying. That really, that the meat and fat and everything makes us thinner, not fatter. Then we really love you when you repeat these things to us. Okay, then mayonnaise.
You
with the
mayo.
Salad.
And if you don't feel comfortable with mayo, you can always use Greek yogurt, but go for mayo, you know.
Okay.
I just give you option, right? You can customize.
And you eat this as a what? With bread? With a bag? What? What do you eat this?
Well, I would eat it like with chicken, you know, side of chicken and maybe fresh sliced tomato. Or like yesterday, I made it yesterday and in the evening, like 10 p.m., I was hungry and I was like...
10 p.m.?
Yes.
She eats at night.
Of course.
Come on, people.
No, I eat when I'm hungry.
Yeah, I woke up at like 2 in the morning, like whatever. Had to travel really to fall asleep. And when I went to refrigerator, I don't remember when I last time ate at 2 at night. And I said, you know what? Don't want to use bad word, even when we can on this radio. But I'm like, I'm freaking eating. And I ate, I'm swearing. After the big bagel that I ate at 2 in the morning, 2 minutes later, after I ate, I slept like a baby on a couch. Then I really needed something like carbish or whatever.
And what did you put on the bagel, may I ask?
Butter. Pure butter.
Okay.
But I hit the toaster, nothing. I was like just amazing. And I did tea with milk. I was like really homey. And anyway, 2 minutes later, I was sleeping. I just love everything what she's saying. Mm-hmm. Eat meat, eat vegetables. Always organic is always better. Add lots of spices because that's what you want.
For safety and also to increase your metabolism. It creates more heat. It's the thermic effect of food, which helps you to use more energy for processing. So you are actually burning more energy as you are eating.
And
so spicy food
fat
helps to boost your metabolism.
If she will find dessert that I can eat every day, then I will like marry you.
Well, how about jalapeno ice cream?
For dessert?
Of course.
Oh, no.
That's why the jalapeno is added to the chocolate, right? So you eat sweet chocolate with the spicy kick in it. And then
I had no idea.
Yes.
Really? I like vanilla. But anyway.
But you're very creative, yeah. That's the way to go.
Okay, then tell me. that the salad sounds really, really good. Although the allspices, I don't know if people have in home. Then what if we don't have, what you ask us to do? I know we have a recipe on your Instagram and on your website.
On my website, yeah.
Again, website?
NutriTuneForLife.com.
NutriTune, one word.
NutriTune.
For life.
For life, yes.
.com. How do you spell that?
See?
NutriTuneForLife.
There you go.
No, E. Okay,
I'm just sharing our show on Accent On, and I will put more the live ad. And then if people want to go to Accent On, you'll see us. You can watch us too.
Yeah, and the salad, so it's called esquites. That's the original name. Esquites. That's in Spanish. And then you can also have this version of salad on the cob. So you can boil the corn on the cob, and then you smear with the mayo after boiling, and then you put the cojito cheese and the spices.
Oh, why is the cheese? Where can I find cheese like that? What is this
Trader
cheese?
Joe's actually has it as a new product right now. Yeah. So they just put it in the on the shelves. Yeah.
What do you think about this cauliflower gnocchis?
Oh, gnocchi. Cauliflower gnocchi.
When I buy, I eat whole bag. And then I found out there's like 1,200 calories or something. I'm like, oh, it must be cauliflower. It's just healthy. But my daughter, again, she said, Ma!
Actually, I never eat those with the cauliflower, but I love the regular gnocchis. Like, they're so satisfying, and I love potatoes. So the combination of potatoes and flour.
Sam just entered our boss. Hi, Sam. You just, people
you
don't
can see.
See
you now. That's why
yes, we have a little problem, it looks like, with our... But hi, Sam. Anyway,
hello.
Hi.
We missed you.
I missed you too.
Okay, it would be great if you would listen that we are talking about food. I know you love to food. You probably think that Anya doesn't eat. This girl eats meat. She's eating middle of the night, and she's cooking. And I'm like, whoa, great.
More food you eat, more you process.
That's right.
Yes. So eating well doesn't mean eating less, right? It's eating balance and eating like whole foods, which that salad is a whole food situation.
And I think the title of the song that we'll listen is C'est la vie. That's a perfect break, because life needs to be beautiful, and in C'est la vie, this is something probably the people will fall in love with too. Then great. Michelle, little break. Michelle will sing for us.
Thank you.
C'est la vie, have your leaves all turned brown? Will you scatter them around you? C'est la vie. Do you love? And then how am I to know if you don't let your love show for me? C'est la vie. Oh, oh, c'est la vie. Oh, oh, c'est la vie. Who knows a kiss for me? C'est la vie. C'est la vie.
like a song out of tune and out of time. All I needed was a rhyme for you, Sylvie. Do you give?
In a time when songs like that were played on the radio.
Yes. Do you know who that song was by?
I know, because your husband, beautiful, yeah, sent me Greg Lake song.
Lake, yes.
And we also, mm-hmm, have mentioned, thank you, Bob White.
Yes,
he sent me,
yes,
that 12-string and 6-string guitars, yes, were done by Bob. An acoustic bass was also,
yes,
on a with Bob playing an accordion, Ken Dayton.
Yes, and this was from our acoustic band that we still do, called Cup of Joe.
It's beautiful.
You know,
just beautiful, yeah, beautiful, beautiful voice, beautiful music.
I love doing other things. I love Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks. I mean, you know, that's what I do. But I love doing other things too, and
that's why I want to play so many songs.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Normally I do one, but I want a lot.
I love that one. That one I love a lot.
Thank you, Bob, for sending this one. This is my favorite too. You know, and of course, coming back to the great, great travels and food, and you're optimistic in use how to feed ourselves and not being afraid of everything what people before told us don't, like eggs. Mm-hmm. Probably you say it's nothing wrong with eggs.
Yeah, they are balanced, like yin and yang.
Wow.
Egg yolk and egg white. And I do work with people, mainly they have eating disorders or disorder eating, so they're afraid of eating. And that's to the extent that, like, well, they cannot think about anything else than food, and it's obsession. Mm-hmm. So I'm dealing with a lot of pain, a lot of trauma, which, like, the way the people eat is related to the past, to the childhood, to, you know, some, like, difficult experiences that may be reflected later on in the way they eat.
Wow. It's interesting, yeah. But you said something in the beginning of the show, which I cannot forget to ask you, that you are doing classes and you will be building your own, hopefully, fan base. And you're starting from Polish cooking classes. And I think that's a genius idea. We have very, very tasty kitchen. And people maybe don't understand how Polish food is tasty. But everybody, when I cook for, they said, yum, I love it. Then what you'll be teaching people and how we can really find out more about what you are planning to do.
You know, it's the idea is very strong in me. And I was working in the past as a chef for over a year. And then I completed several cooking classes and courses. And I love working with chefs. And I found out in me the crave of, you know, cooking and teaching people how to cook, and I can utilize my, you know, knowledge about nutrition and do kind of like cooking classes slash shows, which I think that's something that I'm really excited. So I'm right now like working on curriculum, and that's gonna be mainly what I'm thinking, like the Polish and other European countries style of cooking, or anything, you know, I will see what's not offered here in LA, you know. I want to be like
new, different,
and, you know,
yes.
I think people will be open for something new and exciting.
Absolutely, and especially when they learn from Facebook Live, from Accent on LA Talk Radio, that you offer the healthy way of eating, including the food that we were worried to eat, because they told us don't do that, you know, and how we can combine this food to make us healthier. That's what is the very big problem, because, you know, you need to know what to not to eat and not to eat too much, maybe. But really, whatever we want, our organism needs and feels like, we're supposed to reach out for that, probably, you'll tell us, yes?
Yeah, so to eat food the traditional way, because the traditional knowledge is built up, you know, on over the years, and people were not, like, suffering from so many chronic diseases as now. So we cannot omit sometimes those very important ingredients in our meals, like pickled foods. Like pickled foods, it's almost in every single kitchen, but those days, like
cucumber, like the, we're talking sauerkraut,
like, or the you know, the cucumbers from the brine, or, you know, salsas, or, you know, those foods are not there just for taste, they are for reasons. And
that's interesting.
Or like adding fiber, like salad, to your, you know, nice juicy steak. You add fiber, which helps to decrease, to excrete cholesterol or excessive fat from the meat. So there are reasons why we combine food specifically.
What about when people are very stressed out with very high blood pressure?
Then, of course, you are lowering the salt, right? So you are eating something sweet.
Oh, there you go.
Girl, are you sure? No. There was like just teaser, or you was for real?
No, you can have, like, let's say, like, you know, banana with a little bit of natural peanut butter, right?
Yes,
and then
that'll
calm,
like,
you, calm you down. That will give you something like really, like, nice, you know, like comforting taste. Or, you know, if you want something salty, then you just go easy on salt. You choose, you know, like, low salt option, like go for butter that has no salt added, right?
Yeah,
you can always add a little bit of salt if you want.
But,
or
but not potato chips, right?
Well, you can do potato chips.
She's amazing. I know, I'm telling you, she's here 4 times. I just love this girl. I'm hoping she'll be coming more and more, because she's talking healthy, cool way of life and not being petrified. Can I do? I know. And young people who are coming sometimes, you know, I'm coaching people singing, and they're, oh, I cannot do this. Oh, I cannot eat that. And then they come to me. I cook soup, mostly chicken soup or something. I'm like, do you want to eat? Oh, it smells so good. Go eat. And they eat everything what I give them and say, so good.
Yeah.
And I think old way of eating was healthier, what we right now claim that we're supposed to eat. And you need to turn our heads in a way that we need to trust you, because you are very, very well trained and very well educated engineer of food girl. Plus, with the doctor, really, you, they overlook your diets. They decide also probably and watch you, what you order patients to eat or not eat to make them feel good. Plus, you're crazy about traveling and you love to bring unusual taste of foods and probably some twist spin on that. You know?
I'm on constant lookout for, you know, some new, fresh, exciting ingredients and how we can utilize them here. Mm. Like that corn salad could be side to any protein.
Wow.
You can fix it in 5 minutes.
Sounds great.
I love it.
It's like, and it's better, let's say, than, let's say, a piece of bread, right? Or like, well, it's it's just different. Yeah. It's satisfying because corn is high in fiber, so it will not, like, spike your blood sugar level. It's fulfilling because the fiber in it, it's, and the complex carbohydrate, which is starch, will also, like, release the glucose slowly. So you'll get that energy in the slow motion, and you're not going to get too hyper or crashing down, you know, with your blood sugar.
See, what
down.
I also love, and if we can accomplish that, and hopefully people enjoy it, this type of segments, if we can, it's not so many sickness going on. We are all obese, or we are not eating properly, or we are too stressed, or too high blood pressure, or, or diabetic, or something. It's like few on the sicknesses that we can probably improve, mostly by eating well. And if you could give us this confidence that we are not afraid to open the refrigerator because the enemy is there, you know, and just say, no, reach out for that, like banana and peanut butter, or the, you know,
perfect snack. Yeah,
it's a perfect snack for me, and I love the sweetness, and I love peanut butter, you know. This sounds all very dessert to me, like, cool. And then tequila, yes.
Yeah, a little bit with lime juice, you know, once for a while.
Yeah, it will be great if you
don't
if
go
you,
to for too much salt, though, because the salt will spike your blood pressure.
Oh, I'm joking. I don't drink at all. I don't drink and tequila. That's headache for me. But I would love to do that, you know, if obviously if you will be willing to come from time to time again and again and just give people this clear advice, you know, don't be afraid when you are this, do that, enjoy this, enjoy instead of run away from.
Even
I want to know
as we were talking about, chips supposed to just have like potato oil and little bit of salt. That's it.
Sea salt.
Kettle chips. Yeah.
Sea salt, right?
Olive oil, preferably, right? But three ingredients.
Yeah.
But we take chips, like bag of chips, and we see like 20 ingredients. And yes. You cannot pronounce it.
I know.
So go for simple. You know, simple is the best.
Yeah.
Simply the best.
Simple the best. Okay, right? Tina Turner. We like that. Yeah, okay, for a little bit, I would like to, you got me humming.
Oh,
a little bit because
this
time is running out.
One of the old bands called Left Coast that we used to do, a big horn band.
Your husband, Bob White, sent us, you know,
yeah.
he has good taste. Then let's play like a minute.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. Cannot play longer, but I love it. And Bob sent, because we want to say on the saxophone, you had Terry White.
Okay, yes.
Organ, Ken Dighton.
Yes, same guy who played the accordion.
That's amazing. On the guitar, Bob White. Yeah. And bass, Alex. We don't know his name. Hi, Alex. And drum.
He was Czechoslovakian.
Oh, cool. Because they're on drums, Jan Fabrycki.
Fabrizio.
That's Polish. Yeah. Fabrycki.
I think he was Polish. Yes.
That's Polish. Okay,
gosh. This was a long time ago. So
it doesn't matter. This is like evergreen. It's amazing, and we love it, and we'll be humming the song on the way back home. Okay, if we need to get to you again, what is the best way on Facebook? Which site do you want us to promote?
Well, you can look us. Well, we got miragetribute.com. And our Belladonna site, our website is like in being redone right now, but you can find us at Belladonna, Rumors of Stevie Nicks on Facebook. And of course, Mirage is Mirage Visions of Fleetwood Mac on Facebook. And if you want to go to my Instagram, I'm not a big Instagrammy, but I do it. I'm at Poet in My Heart.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
That's also, that's one of the lines from a Stevie Nicks song.
Wow.
From Sarah.
Okay.
So Poet in My Heart, and you can find me there. And please stop by and say hi, because I'll write you back.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah, you have 1,000 people following her, and we need more. We need more. When it comes to your website, we want the same way for you. We want someone, Anya, we really want people to know you better. Hopefully people already recognize your face and the way how you speak. You were so shy in the beginning. Now you really have so good, vibe when you are talking, describing the great food. Then how we can find you, where we can contact you. Instagram is practically the easiest, yes?
So Instagram, Nutritune. I will also write back to you
right
away as soon as I can.
And then, trust me, people, she has pictures there that you want to like run and cook right away. So looking everything great.
I'm gonna go check that out as soon as I get home.
Yeah. I just love the beauty aspect of food. And like, I'm so like passionate about like food styling. I think that's another thing that I want.
It's an art.
Yeah, like, you know,
food
continue.
Styling.
Yes.
I like it. Food styling.
I feel like banana today.
Right, you can style banana the way it smiles to you, right?
Yes, you're right. I feel like wearing bananas with peanut butter today.
And it's more satisfying that
way. And it's sweet. It's cute. Yeah. It's really charming. Mm-hmm. On the Facebook, really, you have private Facebook. Then we don't care about sending people on the Facebook too much. But although I highlighted you, then people can find you there too. when it comes to website again, because
NutriTuneForLife.com.
For life, remember NutriTune for life. That's a website.
Because I'm rejecting diet mentality. That's why I'm saying for life.
I like that.
Oh, yes. That has a double meaning.
That's why.
Uh-huh. I like that.
Okay, then if you will tell us what type of herbs we need to add to our daily diet to speed up metabolism or just take away feeling of sweetness or I need right now or salt, I need right now. Because I saw the great pictures with a lot of spices that you send it to me. I think it's a genius picture. But why spices are so important?
Well, they aid digestion. Mm-hmm. They also have the molecules like phytonutrients and, you know, other chemicals that help to process food, but also like they, you know, they change the taste of the food, of the other ingredients. Mm. So like pretty much anything green, like oregano, mint, thyme, like that's not only for flavors, but for the smoothing digestion. Huh. And the beautiful thing is that, you know, whatever needs to be done in your digestive system, if someone needs to gain weight, let's say the like oregano will help you to gain weight, but for someone who needs to kind of, well, like it's, you know, it's working on healing metabolism, that spice will help to, you know, help you to stop eating or will just create a situation that you won't need as much food. Wow. So they are like, the herbs are really like potent and we don't
we need NutriTune for life really and Anya for life here. Because she really brings the happy food thoughts to our heads instead of being scared of eating. We love you, Anya. I didn't have you for last month,
nice.
But you are here. Hopefully, I will still see you, especially before Christmas, because you need to teach us how to cook healthy Christmas dinners instead of, or maybe Christmas is not the time to eat healthy. You will tell us.
Yeah, well, we need
you
to eat traditional foods for Christmas and we can talk about it. We can put some new cool spin on it too, right?
Yes,
just
and
for
please
fun.
Send me some recipes so I can post even before you are coming because people can come and really know that you are talking about this.
Minute.
Love you. Thank you so much. We need to say bye-bye for
you.
Today, but I think I cannot get the last song in because I need to say bye-bye, but I love you.
I love you,
Michelle.
You.
I love you. Mwah. Bye, people.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.